An icy blast of wind hit Dakota Storm the second she stepped into the night from the warmth of the Glacial Heights ski resort. The two sets of doors, set up like an airlock to ease the patrons into the cold from the cozy inner sanctum, hadn't worked. Although, she had to admit, she dallied far too long before the massive log fire. The tumbling overnight temperatures on the mountain usually had most people tucked up in their rooms well before midnight. Now, she understood why. Apprehension gripped her as she stared around getting her bearings. The resort appeared very creepy at night, and having no sense of direction, if she made one wrong step, she'd be lost. Ahead, dark shadows fell across a winding pathway that broke into a spiderweb of trails leading through a thick, wooded area to the numerous chalets. A shiver of uncertainty crept up her spine, and she hesitated before making her way to the main pathway. The track was lit by a line of small lampposts with round globes. They resembled a string of miniature moons and offered a muted glow over the snow. Along each side of the pathway, the blackened trunks of tall pines appeared to guard an eerie, endless mass of black spreading out into nothingness. Pushing her fears of dark, confined spaces to one side, Dakota peered at the signpost directing her to the chalets and looked all around before taking a few hesitant steps into the tunnel of gloom. Snowflakes brushed her cheeks as she hurried through a wooded area, her boots sliding on the icy layer beneath the snow. Ahead, she spotted another signpost and slipped and slid in the direction of her chalet, a fancy name for a cabin in the woods. On arrival that morning, the scene had resembled a Christmas card from Switzerland. Her chalet was a gingerbread house sitting in a small clearing beside a partly frozen pool, fed by a trickle of water running from one of the many falls in the area. As she passed the small stream running alongside the pathway, the ice-packed banks and black ice-covered water sent chills down her spine. Falling in there would mean instant death. A noise in the darkness stopped her mid-stride, and heart-pounding, she turned in a circle, seeing nothing in the inky blackness between the trees. Did animals hunt at night? A loud crack came close by, and she pressed one hand to her chest, sure her heart would break out of her ribs. All around her, the dark pines creaked as their limbs froze, sounding like a wild beast crashing through the forest. Breathing so hard her chest hurt, she left the main path and headed for her chalet. The next moment, the light outside her cabin exploded in a shower of glass, plunging her into darkness. Panic gripped her, and she madly searched her pockets for her phone. With trembling fingers, she accessed the flashlight and, taking a steadying breath, headed for the door. Before she had time to pull out her key, the muffled scrape of boots came from behind her. Her eyesight blanked out from a blow to the back of her head. Dakota stumbled forward, turned, and aimed her flashlight, but the blow to her wrist sent her phone tumbling to the ground. Sheer terror gripped her as a shadowy figure loomed over her. She scrambled back, slipping in the snow and falling to her knees. Fear had her by the throat, and her scream came out in a husky whine. It was her worst nightmare, and struggling to her feet, she tried to gasp out a few words, but hardly recognized her own strangled voice. What do you want? No answer came in the night, only pain.